In the heart of a forest, shrouded in the deep velvet of night, a chilling tale unfolds. A story of hunger, fear, and the thin veil between legend and reality. Our journey begins on the fringes of a small, seemingly tranquil town, nestled among ancient pines that stand as silent witnesses to secrets from times long past. The air is electric, pregnant with the tension that precedes a storm, or perhaps heralds the awakening of something far more sinister.
You ever hear about the Wendigo, Riley?
Sam's voice cuts through the night, low and tinged with a curiosity that belies his attempt to seem nonchalant. He watches Riley closely, observing the slight stiffening of his friend's posture at the mention of the creature.
Isn't that just some old legend? Something about a spirit or creature in the forest, right?
Riley's voice is steady, but a subtle tremor betrays his attempt to remain composed, a testament to a fear rooted deep within him.
Not just any creature. The Wendigo is said to be born from pure hunger, a cursed being with an insatiable appetite for human flesh.
Sam's fascination with the tale is evident, his voice growing more animated as he delves deeper into the lore, eyes alight with a mix of excitement and an eerie respect for the story he unfolds.
Let's not talk about this, Sam. It's just a myth, and we're out here in the middle of nowhere.
Riley's voice cracks slightly, his words a feeble attempt to dismiss the conversation, his discomfort palpable in the tension of his shoulders and the quick, nervous glances he casts into the enveloping darkness.
But that's the best part, Riley. Legends like these, they're born from a kernel of truth. And who's to say it's not out there right now, watching us?
Sam leans forward, the firelight casting deep shadows across his face, making his expression appear both menacing and intrigued. His voice, though teasing, carries an undercurrent of seriousness that sends a shiver down Riley's spine. The conversation lulls as a cold wind sweeps through the campsite, stirring the flames of the fire and casting elongated shadows that seem to twist and turn with a life of their own. The two friends sit in silence, the weight of the story hanging between them like a tangible presence. Suddenly, a distant howl pierces the silence, a sound so mournful and otherworldly it seems to freeze the very air around them. Riley jumps, his eyes wide with fear, while Sam leans forward, his expression one of rapt attention and an unspoken challenge to the night itself.
Did you hear that? Tell me you heard that!
Sam's enthusiasm borders on glee, but it does little to quell the rising tide of panic within Riley.
That's just a wolf, Sam. It has to be.
Riley's words are a desperate clutch at rationality, a frail barrier against the growing realization that the sound they heard was too filled with an unnameable hunger, too alien to belong to any creature they know. The fire sputters and dims, as if cowed by the unseen presence that seems to draw ever closer, encroaching upon the fragile circle of light that separates them from the all-consuming darkness. The two friends huddle closer, their shared warmth a feeble defense against the cold dread that encases their hearts. As the night wears on and the fire dwindles to little more than glowing embers, Sam and Riley find themselves ensnared in a story of their own making. A story where the boundaries between myth and reality blur, and the Wendigo, the embodiment of insatiable hunger and ancient curses, becomes more than just a shadowy figure whispered about in hushed tones. As the tale of Sam and Riley fades into the whispers of the night, our focus shifts deeper into the heart of the lore that binds the essence of the Wendigo to the very soul of the wilderness. This creature, birthed from the darkest winters and the deepest hungers, stands as a grim testament to the fragility of human morality when pitted against the primal instinct for survival. The Wendigo is more than a mere specter of Algonquian mythology. It is a complex symbol interwoven with themes of greed, cannibalism, and the stark consequences of yielding to our darkest desires. In the lore of the Algonquian-speaking peoples, the Wendigo emerges not merely as a creature of horror, but as a poignant cautionary figure. It is believed to arise during the cruelest winters, those times when the scarcity of food and the dire threat of death lead some to unspeakable acts. The myth holds that those who consume the flesh of another human, whether out of desperation or dark desire, risk becoming Wendigos themselves, forever cursed to roam the cold, endless forests in a state of insatiable hunger for human flesh. This transformation is not just physical, but spiritual, marking the loss of one's humanity and the descent into a monstrous existence. The Wendigo myth, serves as a stark reminder of the delicate balance between human needs and moral integrity. It reflects the very real fears of a people living in harmony, yet at the mercy of nature's whims. It embodies the tension between the societal need to adhere to moral laws and the individual's instinct to survive against all odds. In this way, the Wendigo transcends its role as a mere monster. It becomes a symbol of the battle against the darkness within, against the potential for humans to become what they most fear in their struggle against nature and themselves. Envision a being whose appearance is as chilling as the winters from which it springs. The Wendigo is often depicted as towering and skeletal, its body a grotesque display of emaciation where the skin, ashen and stretched, clings to protruding bones. Its eyes, deep set and burning with a relentless hunger, shine with a malevolent light from within their hollow sockets. The creature's mouth, wide and filled with sharp, jagged teeth, speaks to its unending desire for human flesh. Torn, bloodied lips frame this ghastly maw, evidence of its ravenous feasts. Crowning its head, antlers or horns stand as eerie symbols of its dominion over the desolate, frozen wilderness it inhabits. The Wendigo's visage is not merely one of terror, but a reflection of the ultimate consequence of forsaking one's humanity for survival's sake. Among the myriad stories that shroud the Wendigo in mystery and fear, the tragic tale of Swift Runner stands as a somber reflection on the depths to which humanity can sink. In the late 19th century, Swift Runner, a Cree man, was enveloped by the harsh grip of winter and the specter of famine. Overwhelmed by a hunger that gnawed at his very soul, he succumbed to the Wendigo's curse, turning on his own family in a horrifying act of cannibalism. Swift Runner's story is a stark narrative of transformation, not merely into a Wendigo in form, but into a manifestation of the very essence of the curse, eternal hunger, isolation, and the loss of all that defines one as human. This narrative serves not only as a grim cautionary tale, but also as a lens through which to view the profound implications of the Wendigo myth. It is a story that forces us to confront the darkest corners of human nature, the terrifying possibility of becoming the monster in our fight to survive. Swift Runner's fate is a reminder of the thin line between man and monster, a line that can be all too easily crossed when faced with the primal fear of death by starvation. The Wendigo, through its haunting origins and the harrowing tales that have grown around it, challenges us to reflect on the nature of humanity itself. It compels us to question the limits of our morality and the depths of our will to survive. In the reflection of the Wendigo's glowing eyes, we are forced to confront the potential for darkness within each of us, to acknowledge that under certain circumstances, we might be driven to actions we cannot imagine. As we ponder the tale of Swift Runner and the legend of the Wendigo, we are invited to explore the complexities of human nature, the struggle between societal norms and individual survival instincts. The Wendigo stands as a reminder of what we stand to lose when desperation takes hold, urging us to consider the value of our humanity in the face of our most primal fears. Unlock the mysteries of myths and legends with the Mythical Podcast. With new episodes available every other day, follow or subscribe on your favorite platform to never miss a tale. Share your feedback, insights, or the myths and legends you're curious about. Your suggestions light the path we travel together. Thank you for listening to the Mythical Podcast. Until next time.